Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this fabulous nation. Although for some, it is about digging out of what has been horrifically wet weather. And sadly, too many people have lost their lives because of flooding and unexpected things that have happened with swollen rivers, which led to some of those floods, especially in South Texas. And not just Texas, though, in other parts of the Southwest, too, as well, including in Oklahoma. Here's what the governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon, had to say about the struggles in dealing with what's been going on weather-wise there.
This is the worst that I've seen. I had the opportunity a few months ago not only to fly over this area, but to also fly over Lake Thunderbird and see how that lake is out of its dam and its not dams, its shoreline too, and see the marinas that are covered in water and the restaurant there in the lake. I was up in northeast Oklahoma, down around behind Grand Lake Dam area, where they were letting a lot of water out, and it was incredible the force of the water that's being let out and how deep and wide it is in areas that I've never seen water in, just mainly trickles of streams that are just flooded right now. So as Albert said, we have this condition across the whole state of Oklahoma. It's been a very challenging week for all of our emergency responders in our state office because there's so many counties that we have to cover. My phone rang off the weekend, rang off all weekend itself because of all the people reporting damages and concern about what are we going to do as a state. But we'll get through this. We got great people. They're working very hard. They know what to do. People just need to be patient, be safe. Don't drive into any type of floodway in the road. It's very dangerous. You're not only putting yourself at risk, but you're also putting first responders' lives at risk. And we unfortunately lost a fireman in Claremore this past week, which is very devastating. So just be safe with all the training and keep your eye on the weather.
And see, in Texas, too, they also lost a first responder because naturally that's the job. They want to get it done. They want to get there and help the people that they can when their car is being whisked away and to try to get them out and to try to, you know, to do whatever they can. And unfortunately, the governor is absolutely right. That's what's happened in a couple of different cases. Two is too many. That's for sure. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, a conversation with Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, who's just back from a trip to India. He talks a little bit about that and the fact that he was supposed to be in Nepal when the earthquake happened, but narrowly missed that because some friends did not want to go. And at the tail end of that conversation with Bob Ney, we talk about a historic first, a court having a habeas corpus hearing on behalf of a non-human, two chimps with their day in court. So, wow, what's that about? And he will talk about that a little bit, too. And then we had a big scare, and I heard this early in the morning, and someone had sent me a link to it. When was the last time you heard anthrax? I know you're listening right now, right? Think about anthrax. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Boom. And it's got to be 9/11. Remember, there were there were several people that received anthrax in the mail. There was two people that died from anthrax, and we thought that this was going to be a huge threat. So this anthrax was transferred, the Pentagon says, to 9 states, but the Department of Defense is saying, look, there's no threat to the general public. But you hear the word anthrax, like I mentioned, what do you immediately leap to? And you know how dangerous this is. Any brush with those anthrax spores, and, you know, seriously, forget about it. But the Pentagon is saying, look, there's not a known risk to the public. There are no suspected or confirmed cases of it. And the Department of Defense lab was working as part of a an effort to develop a test to identify biological threats in the environment. That's what they were doing. So out of abundance of caution, they stopped the shipment from the labs. That's what they were doing because they're investigating what happened. See, now this anthrax, to finish out the story, was shipped to labs in Texas, Delaware, Virginia, California, New York, Maryland, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Jersey. So they're collaborating with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and trying to, you know, on this whole investigation part of it. But, I don't know, you hear anthrax and just saying, whoa, 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 don't worry. You know, anthrax, that doesn't really conjure up images of don't worry about it. And that's immediately why ultimately they came out and said that we're just continuing. It's not a threat. We're working with the CDC. Don't worry, don't worry. And how about this? IRS thieves stole tax info from how many of us? That doesn't make you feel good, does it? About the records that Uncle Sam has on 104,000. That's how much was taken. 104,000. Oh, huge. Right? Anytime you're talking about data being breached, and there's a chance, I mean, of course, with the IRS information, that's got all kinds of stuff, including the dreaded Social Security numbers that could be ripped off, which is the worst of all. And speaking of being ripped off, oh, the White House felt like they were being really ripped off, because it was a huge court blow to the Obama administration. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals really dealt the president a big blow. They refused to lift a Texas judge's order blocking the executive action on immigration. The court actually, and this was a surprise, I think, to some, sided 2-1 with the Texas judge, Andrew Hennen. How about that? So they say because the government is unlikely to succeed on the merits of its appeal, the injunction, we deny the motion for stay and the request to narrow the scope of the injunction. So let me cut through the gobbledygook legalese. The DOJ is just weighing what it's going to do next. It could be an appeal to the full Fifth Circuit or to the Supreme Court. I'm thinking it's going to the Supreme Court, right? Remember, Congress didn't pass any immigration, any kind of an overhaul last year. So this new program was supposed to allow parents of U.S. citizens or legal residents or legal resident children to apply for temporary deportation relief and work permits. But that's not happening. There's now this backup, right? Because Texas and 25 other states filed a lawsuit challenging the actions, arguing the president exceeded his constitutional authority. Now you get the whole picture. There should be no fog. So right now, boom, it stays. Shocker. I mean, that is a shocker. Because that was not what they were expecting ultimately when they filed that. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on the flip side. Also at the tail end of the hour, dumb, 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 dumb things I shouldn't have done. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. says, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Talk so much about liberty and freedom and history, because I am a huge history nut. I'm very excited to welcome to the show Daniel Brigman. He's written a book called Forever 1776, and there's a twist here. The book talks about what he says is really the truth behind the history of America, and that perhaps many of you would agree that some of what you read and some of you heard isn't true. Daniel, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about what led you to write Forever 1776. And when you talk about the real truth behind our history, what are you specifically saying, man, we're going down the wrong path and we're being misled?
Well, what inspired me, I think growing up in, you know, my family was very patriotic. My grandfather fought in World War II. Some of my uncles were in Vietnam. My great-grandfather was in World War I. American Legion Post was named after him, or VFW Post, excuse me. So that was instilled to me. The Constitution was important to them. So even as a little child, I can remember listening to them and how important it was. And so that was instilled in me. And as I got older and, you know, they passed on, I saw what was happening here in America. And when I heard Bob Costas get on TV a couple of years ago and call for the complete disarmament of America on the halftime of Monday Night Football, I saw red. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This is the most un-American thing I've practically ever heard. And people need to understand about America, the history, and where we are, because this is not America whatsoever.
Yeah, when you say, that, and following up on that, when you say where we are, where are we? Where do we find ourselves right now? I can feel it on the phone lines by all the people who call up and feel this sense of urgency and frankly are concerned about what's happening and feeling as though the Constitution is being torn in half.
Well, in truth, in reality, you know, I'm going to get to answering that question real specifically, you know, and kind of if I get carried away, just bring me back. We got to give a little background. In reality, in truth, the Constitution is almost non-existent in operation in America, in practical operation. There's a de jure law, which is the written law, and then there's de facto law, which actually is happening. And in America, in the history of America, the greatest document that we have, the greatest inheritance that we have, is the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. In that document, even if you just read it, hiding in plain sight is the most important paragraph politically in millennia, the most influential probably at least since the Ten Commandments, the Old Testament. In the second paragraph, you know, everybody's heard it, I'm sure. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. That men have the right to create government to ensure that those rights are protected, yada, yada, yada. That paragraph, there is nothing like it in the world. What Thomas Jefferson said in that paragraph was that we honor our Creator. People use the word God. They attach all kind of meanings to it. Whatever meaning you want to attach, in America, it is the law that the gift and endowment of our Creator is supreme to all government policy, all government effects. That is the law in the United States.
And unfortunately, what we've seen is the, as you say, it's almost like non-existent, certainly, and we watch the directions that we're headed in. What do you think needs to happen?
Well, you know, you ask where we were, where we are right now. We're probably about 1770-ish, maybe a little earlier, if you make a comparison. In 1770, you know, the big issue with cops right now, with the police, with police brutality. Well, this is nothing different than the revolutionaries lived with. This is nothing. They had cops, or so to speak, lobster backs, as they were called, redcoats, that were all throughout their towns, that were enforcing ridiculous policies, the whims of King George, all throughout the villages, and the people were starting to get sick of it. So what they did in response is they dumped tea in the harbor as protest. And what the chain of events that happened from that, that led to a decision to be made. And this is a decision that we all have to make. Are we endowed by God or our Creator? Is it inherent in us that we can act by our own will, that we are free to choose our own path? Now, as the war began and the Constitution was formed, we won. The Constitution was not ratified. They refused to ratify the Constitution because they were so paranoid about government. The colonialists did not detest British government. They detested all government. They knew the inherent weakness of it. They knew how they continually took the rights of man. They saw the abuses. They saw the abuses that religion had done. The Catholic Church was, you know, crucifying people in the Middle Ages. The Church of England was the first one. All these things. They knew this. They hated government. The core of the Constitution is not to control you or me. It is to control the government so that we can be free in the endowment that our Creator gave us. Now, people want to attach religion to this. They want to attach churches to this. That was not the intention of the founders whatsoever. They would not continue with the Constitution until a Bill of Rights was going to be added. The Bill of Rights is as sacred as any page in that Bible to you and to me and to what it means for our lives. It was an absolute, no fingers crossed, No crosses count. Cannot go back. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. The government cannot do these things to you. If you read the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights, they have nothing to do with you and me, Kate. Nothing. They have no effect or no bearing on our freedom, our lives. Only on what government and what people can enforce on us, the people, and restrict us.
I completely agree with you. What do you hope people take away from reading what you've written? What was your goal? And obviously we've heard some of that with the nuggets that you sprinkled out here. What do you hope somebody listening to this show tonight takes away?
That they look inside themselves, that they feel a connection to their heritage, to their inheritance, because the Constitution is our inheritance. It's the greatest thing America has ever produced. It's the only thing of really, truly lasting value that it guarantees and protects you. And that they understand the sacrifices and the perspective of our founders. This, the book is full of quotes by the founders, and you'll see that what I'm telling you is not extreme at all. Not only is it not extreme, I don't go nearly as far as the founders do in their quotes and what they say and what they put on the line. And they risk everything, and by blood and sacrifice and everything they had, they put on the line to have a chance that we can enjoy the freedom and this endowment that we do have in this country.
Boy, I so agree with that. So if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, Daniel, how can they do it?
Right now, GCN, this is kind of a promotion with them. Go to GCNlive.com. At the top, there's an American flag banner. You click on that, and you can ask for a free copy. I'm giving away copies of the ebook. If you want an ebook, I'll give you a copy. I just want this information out. This book is so – I can't tell you how many people have contacted me and said, oh, this book, it needs to be in every school. I'm sharing it with my children, my grandchildren.
Love it.
It's so important that this knowledge – I mean, you know, obviously, we haven't had a lot of time to delve into it, but it's just rich, and you'll get the perspective of what our founders went through and what they gave us, because it's not taught in school. It's been systematically eradicated.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm so into it. I grew up in Philadelphia and have written and spoke to so many people that have writings from the early days. If you go back to what the founders originally intended for this country, absolutely no question about it. All right, click on that flag. Go to GCNlive.com. And Daniel, no fear. We'll have you back on again, and we'll dive even deeper.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to talking.
All right, Daniel Brigman, a lot of fun. And again, go to GCNlive.com. As he said, he wants that information out there. He's a business guy, and he is passionate about liberty. Click on it, and you can get a copy of that book for free. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. I want to drive it all night long. Drive these cities, and
if you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tonight, each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Oh, I have been missing him, the former congressman from Ohio. Luckily, through the miracle of Facebook, my husband tells me every move of Bob Ney. So I know every person that he ran into in India and when he's coming back. So I knew he was about to land in the USA, when he did, in fact. So I'm better than the CIA. I have my own intelligence. Bob, welcome back. And how was India?
I'm such a fan of your husband. What a great guy. And you too. India was great. And a weird thing happened. I was scheduled for the first time to go to Nepal. Got off the plane in Delhi, and my friends had backed out, and I was really not happy. 3 days later, I was happy because the quake happened, so we avoided that, which was really strange. But India was great. I taught some classes, for free to some monks on addiction, actually. It was pretty interesting. And did some hiking, trekking, lost 6 pounds, and not through bad water, just through good food.
How many times have you been to India in your life?
This was number 9. And,
wow.
And I'll give you one guess who started me on India.
I'm going to say Ellen Ratner.
Ellen Ratner, you got it.
Wow, how is that she went there?
Ellen Ratner calms down over there.
Wow. So yeah. So she went there and told you, what, you know, this is the place you need to go?
Well, I had arranged through a friend of mine for her to have a private audience with the Dalai Lama. I had met him twice in Washington when I was a congressman. Then, after everything I went through in 2010, she said, listen, go over and recharge your batteries for a couple of months. I did, and that kind of started a twice-a-year trek for, you know, a month or so, and that's how I ended up there. She's been actually over there four or five times when I have.
What would you tell people? I mean, this is worth delving into, because people that go to India, I mean, all kinds of people come back and they say they're changed. What? Why? What is it about the country?
I took two friends of mine over in December who had never been out of Newark, Ohio. So, and it literally altered their life. I mean, literally. And, you know, it's an impoverished country, but people are very nice, very enlightened, hopeful. They make $30 a month as an average, but they just have this, you know, most of them smile on their face, very giving people. It just kind of makes time stand still. It's chaotic. No traffic lights, nothing. If the electric goes off and you say, when's it going to come back on? And they'll smile and say, well, when it comes on. And you learn that it might be in an hour and it might be in 3 days. You just learn to adjust. And nothing really gets you, you know, whereas back here the internet doesn't come on as fast as I want like lightning. Over there it may not come on for a couple of hours, so it teaches you a different way of life. But the people over there are pretty well raised with yoga, meditation, you know, staying in the moment. It's a very interesting place.
Yeah, wow, crazy. All right, I'm sure we'll be talking more about that along the way, for sure. Learn some lessons from Bob about India and how we can all relax and breathe and learn to meditate.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Eat, pray, love.
I love that book and movie. Yes.
I did, too. I like that book a lot. There's no question about it. All right, so now you're back into this world, and, you know, you sent me a note earlier in the day, and you were talking about the five Taliban leaders. You sent a link that were traded a year ago. I can't believe how time flies for Bo Bergdahl. And they could be apparently free to travel as of Monday, because that's the whole supervised release thing, really?
Well, they could, you know, and I don't think many people were really focusing on that part of the agreement. Now, the administration is trying to renegotiate something. But I don't think people are focused on the fact that as of Monday, they are technically, unless something changes, free to run around.
Yeah. I'm going to tick off a couple of quick things here. One, you cannot go to New York without everybody telling you the water in New York is the best in the country. And now, apparently, the Obama administration issued some new rules this week aimed at protecting the drinking water. But Congress said, wait a second, that's a power grab. So what's the scoop on this and the whole clean water rule? Nothing's going to happen here?
Well, this one has to shake out a bit. The Congress is looking at it, and just like, you know, the health care bill or any piece of legislation passed under the last seven presidents, you pass it, and then the agencies write rules. And I think what people are afraid of right now is more towards agriculture, if anything. And they're afraid that the government might say, look, this water resource on this land isn't clean enough. Clean it up, or we're going to assess or take this farm, you know, hold the farm like a lien on it. I think that there's a lot of agriculture paranoia in this. Whether it's founded or not, Kate, is yet to be seen. But I think people just are suspicious of the government in general these days. So I think it's more private land issues than cities having a problem.
Okay, so then anything else. And then, of course, while you were gone and you weren't paying attention to anything, but you have been paying attention to this, the Patriot Act, this is mad tug of war on the Patriot Act. What do you think happens here?
Well, this is fascinating to watch. I was one of three Republicans that voted against the Patriot Act, just one of three. It was a lonely place at the time. And then, of course, later everybody slapped us on the back and said, wow, what did you all know? But now, you know, it's come to the point where, and this is very fascinating, this is not a red state, blue state, liberal, conservative type of deal. There's a lot of people on all sides of the spectrum that are very suspicious of the government just taking every bit of data that it can. So now, very interestingly, you have President Obama, and I never thought I'd say this, supporting John Boehner and the House version, which is called the Freedom Works or the Freedom Act, supporting that. Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, is kind of going status quo and saying, well, the government needs to collect all this data. Yet Rand Paul has brought the whole Senate to a stop and says to Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, hey, guy, you know, and of course I'm putting this in layman terms, but we are not going to do this like this. So some of the senators that are hawkish on this issue and want to collect all the data have said, well, if the House wants to let this expire, and you know what, the House may let the whole thing expire, then they have to redo the entire Patriot Act. So it's boiling down to the House version, which really is going to protect a lot more people in just not allowing the government to simply take everything that it wants and store this data, especially the phone calls.
Well, why did you not vote for the Patriot Act? What made you? What was it that made you say, "Nah, I'm not going to do it"?
I brought in some of the greatest constitutional legal minds, because at that time, you know, you're in Congress, you can call up people. And I brought people in from all walks of life, people that didn't have a vested interest. And these, one after the other, whether they were extremely liberal, extremely conservative, they said, look, this bill has loopholes in it that you could drive 7 Mack trucks through. This is going to allow the government to actually look at pay-per-view, scan through the libraries, do anything it wants to do. This is too broad. Its powers are incredible. And sure enough, the Attorney General at the time, which was before Alberto Gonzalez, I think it was Ashcroft.
Uh-huh.
He, in fact, tried to have this program where he would recruit your mailman, your local fire people, and have them as sort of this spying program in neighborhoods. We killed that. But that was just one example. So I looked at that thing and I thought, this is really horrible. And then some members of Congress said, we're not going to vote for this, Republicans. When the board lit up, Kate, it was me, Ron Paul, and Butch Otter. All the ones that said, oh, what a horrible act. We're voting for it. And I said, what are you guys doing? And they said, well, we don't want to lose our election.
Wow.
And all of a sudden I became, you know, the Osama bin Laden loving guy. You know, I wasn't, people were saying, well, you don't want to fight terrorism. And I just stuck to it at home and said, look, they don't need to, they're going to try to watch what you're doing on pay-per-view, every single thing you're doing. Well, time proved me right, you know, on it. But I just, the greatest minds said to me, look, this is just too much, and it will turn out bad.
Wow, so that was a smart decision on your part, no question. And lastly, what's the deal with... Yeah, I bet it was. What about monkey business, this scoop on monkey business not being Gary Hart's boat?
Yeah, this is quite incredible. For people old as me, they know what monkey business was, which was the Gary Hart boat that got him in trouble when he was running for president. But this monkey business is actually this animal rights group has sued, and they picked a venue where this judge is saying in, you know, New York is saying to the university, you know, tell me what right you have to hold these monkeys there against their will, basically. And, you know, we posted this, Luke Vargas did on Talk Radio today. I just thought it was a really fascinating animal rights protection case where the animal is actually treated like a human being.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. When you sent me the link, I saw that story, and I encourage everybody else to go and look at it as well. I mean, talk about somebody just like you who's put so many tracks. I mean, he's like, where's Waldo? Where's Luke Vargas? He's in the United States right now.
All right, he's all over the place. And he came up with this one. The two monkeys' names, by the way, are Hercules and Leo, and they are arguing, this group is, by the Non-Human Rights Protection Project, are saying that they are wrongfully imprisoned. And this judge... In a historic first, his name is Stony Brook. This judge ordered Stony Brook, the institution, to defend why the chimps remain at that university. I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Bob Ney, great to have you back. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I was home and I received a phone call. It was the president of
at the United States of America.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
Coming up in just a second, dumb things I shouldn't have done. But first, a quick tip of the cap to the Golden State Warriors as they knock off the Houston Rockets 104-90. So they move in to the finals because, you know, I love these history nuggets, whether it's sports or politics. But they move into the finals for the first time since 1975. How about that, 1975? So without further ado, it's time for Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum 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 dum.
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. Sorry. Oops.
Dum 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, that is an oops. This one from Harlan, who says, Kate, your dumb things makes me just laugh out loud. I know other people's have said it, but I'm going to say it again. So here's my dumb thing that I did. I finally took my wife to New York City. It was on her bucket list. And we live in Tennessee. Got her some tickets to see a Broadway show and a ticket for myself. But what I did was rushing around in that daggone city. We went and ate something, and then we finally found our way to the theater, but I forgot the tickets. Lucky for me, they understood my problem and said that if nobody had come in claiming they had the seats, they would let us sit in the seats. So we had to wait, but we did get our seats. Whew. That was a dumb thing. I can't believe I didn't have those tickets in my wallet. And it taught me a lesson about leaving tickets behind. Boy, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if we've had that, somebody writing in and saying that, but I know somebody who had a similar experience where one person had the ticket and one person forgot their ticket, but they let them sit there, same thing, because nobody made up a story, oh, it's my seat or whatever, and so that worked out okay. But that'd be brutal because those Broadway tickets usually are like $100, $125 a piece, unless you get a special discounted halfer price kind of thing, you know, where you line up the day of. But needless to say, it's not a cheap deal, and that would be upsetting. It's funny because I kind of, when I see themes happening with emails I get, sometimes I'll lump them together. And I got this one from Joseph, who says, Kate, the dumbest thing I ever did is I left my house without my airline ticket and without my ID. Without the ticket, not a big deal, but without my ID, they will not let you on a plane. I don't know how I did it. I had everything with me, but I grabbed the wrong wallet. It had a bunch of credit cards, but no license. So it was so disappointing. By the time I crawled home, crawled back, I lost a day in travel, and I was hooking up with my buds in the Bahamas. We were going to Atlantis. I did get there, and I just had to shake it off, but I lost an entire day. Ooh, I know somebody else who, not on a holiday, somebody else who lost not a whole day either, but didn't bring their ID and had the same thing happen to them. You have to have your ID. Yeah, they're not letting you on the plane. I swear it's me. Call anyone here. Call my mother. Here's the phone. And, you know, it's a funny thing, but I wonder how many people do the dance. So whether you're organized, I guess if you're not organized, it would probably be more difficult. But if you're organized, you're patting yourself in a million places. Oh, yeah, there's my wallet. Mm-hmm. You get everything in the car. Where's that wallet? Where's that ID? Mm-hmm. And I am not a compulsive, obsessive person, but when it comes to the ID thing, I am for the planes because I didn't lose my ID, but I've had things happen where I lost a phone. I forgot the flight, and there was a whole bunch of other flights that were going out. And of course, they look that all up, and that's not necessarily a big deal. But I guess because I've heard from other people about the whole ID thing, that I overly check for that. It is like my one compulsive thing, because I'm not compulsive. But I do check for the ID, because that would be brutal. The way planes are now, too, because there's stuffed people in a lot of times, good luck trying to get back on some of these other planes. You know, if you have to go back and run back around again, that would be so rough, wouldn't it? Oh, it would be so, so rough. Oh. All right, this one from The Fish. I love that, The Fish. The Fish says, Kate, oh my gosh, where do I begin? Dumb things, I love it. I have a lot of dumb things I could probably tell you about, but I guess I'll tell you about this one dumb thing. I caught the biggest fish, I swear, not a tail, a real giant fish. I hooked a marlin, and it took forever. My arms almost fell off. We, of course, were in Florida. It was a big deal. We didn't take any pictures of it because we were going to take pictures once we got it all in. Somehow, we got it all in, and then we got it all out of the boat, if you know what I mean. So I lost my prized possession. And even though everybody has cell phones and everything else, we were waiting to take the pictures, so I lost my fish that I struggled with, and I never got a picture of it either. So it was really a bummer of a day. So the dumb thing was, we should have taken pictures, because then we had the proof. Yeah, were you kidding me? Everybody else was running around with 800 photographs on their phone because they take every angle of everything and document every activity they do. So, sure, when you're reeling it in, your buddy's taking that picture. One of them's got to take a picture. The other one could be dumping water on your hands or whatever, or helping. But one of them has to be the official photographer because you have to document those kinds of things. Otherwise, is there any proof? No. Robert says, Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I left the ring. Yes, I had a destination wedding. Luckily, I have a very cool wife. This was a mere 5 years ago. The destination was in Big Sur in California. We are from Idaho. Very excited to go there. Friends were meeting us. Friends were flying with us. Everything was set. Again and again, I double-checked, triple-checked everything. I forgot the ring. Somehow, I had it in a sock. I thought it was safe. I picked the wrong sock. The ring was back in Idaho by the time we arrived in California. I was a wreck. It became a joke, a running joke with everyone, and at first I was so uptight, and I was not happy about that. And then I just kind of let it go, and instead I tied a knot around her finger and gave her the ring when we were back in Idaho. Oh, I bet there's a lot of ring stories out there. I'm just thinking there's some disasters where somebody forgot a ring, lost a ring, left a ring. Yeah, absolutely. I guarantee it. I guarantee there's people who forgot rings, like took off rings, because either you take off a ring or you don't. Like some people like to take the rings off. If you take them off and you're on vacation, take the ring off, plop it on the desk or bathroom counter or wherever you put it, and then forget it, then you're frantic because you can't remember where you had it, and you know, I love it. I've said this, I think I said this last week maybe because there was something about somebody losing something. I love when people say, well, retrace your steps. Retrace your steps. You know, like when you're hysterical and your mind cannot focus at all and everybody around you is saying, well, just retrace them. It's like, are you kidding? How am I retracing it? My head is so crazed with trying to find something. There's no retracing happening. It's just not happening. But that's what happens. I love the hysteria around that. We're going to find it. You just retrace it. Just think of it. Just remember it. Well, geez, if I could remember it, wouldn't be a big deal. So the ring thing, that's a bummer. That is. Everything's set. You're doing a destination wedding. But you know what? If that's the worst thing that happens to you, that's not so bad. Trust me. If you have a dumb thing and you want to share it, send it to me, americatonight.net.
Know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.